That was the only play for Terang. That was the only way he could handle it. He made a backhanded play on the ball and then flipped it behind his back to Willy Adames covering, and it was a little wide. They score that a base hit. Base hit and an RBI. That's the only way you can score that one. Now Profar hits one in the air to right and foul, and a long strike one. Ross is ready, 4-3. San Diego has the lead now, and the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Letter high on the inside, and he went after it. Padres have tied the hit column, 7 apiece. Ross trying to pitch out of it. Ready to work from the stretch. Two are on. Three are in, and Ross will turn, but no throw to second base. Willy Adames playing behind the runner at second. Ross is ready and coming back. Bouncer hit foul to the Brewers dugout. Still nothing in two on Jurickson Profar. New sign, and Joe Ross is ready. And the pitch up, and it is a high fastball. 1-2 now. Cronenworth, Machado are aboard, and the pitch got him looking. Outside corner fastball, and it was good. Profar didn't think so, but a big strikeout for Joe Ross. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. William Contreras taking a long, slow walk out there to talk things over with Joe Ross, which gives us time to allow our local stations to identify themselves. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Contreras has finished his chat. And we have time called now by the home plate umpire, Lance Barksdale. All right, two on, two outs, three in. Ha-Sung Kim is the batter on the pitch. Showing bunt, taking a strike, it's 0-1. That one right down the middle. Kim tonight, a base hit, fielder's choice, and an RBI. New sign for Joe Ross, missed outside, down low and away with a cutter. Even now at a ball and a strike. Runners at first and second lead. The kick and the pitch. Down low and away through a slider and missed. Two balls on a strike. From the stretch, he works again. And the pitch That one dropped low and off the outside. Right back to the bender that time. Three balls on a strike. Still nothing doing in the Brewers bullpen. Pat Murphy will try to let Joe Ross pitch out of it. Ready to work. Coming back 3-1. That one caught the outside corner. Ha-Seon Kim was headed to first base. Barksdale called him back. It's full up now, 3-2, and traveling time for Cronenworth and Machado. They'll run on the pitch. And time called now. Too much time taken now. Again, the pitch clock ran out, and that would put Ha-Seon Kim at first base, and they're loaded now.
It's one of the more consequential pitch clock violations I think we've seen in 2 years of Brewers baseball. That's
wow.
A big one.
This, I'll tell you, if you don't pay much attention to it, you kind of forget about it every once in a while, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's there. And Joe Ross knew it. Now they're loaded. Swinging and a fly ball foul. This one's going to make the seats.
Nine batter inning now for Ross. This is turning into a very lengthy inning for him on the mound.
Whoa, and there is finally activity in the Brewers bullpen. Jackson Merrill is the batter. He's got a base hit and a fly to center. Way outside that time, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Activity now in the Brewers bullpen. One ball and one strike. Two men are out. Bases are loaded. Three runs are in here in the fifth inning. The pitch. Soft little drive into left center. He's going to drop for a base hit. Two more runs are going to score for the Padres. Cronenworth and Machado are in. And they've scored runs numbers 4 and 5 here in the inning. It's 6-3 Padres. Thiago Vieira is up in the bullpen for the Crew, and he's ready if needed right now. Luis Campusano is the batter. He's batting for the second time in the inning. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing and one. He singled on the infield and has scored one of the 6 runs in the inning. First and second, Padre runners lead. This one hit in the air and foul. Left field side and back in the seats and out of play. Two strikes on him. Contreras new sign, Joe Ross. Cruising along until this 5-run fifth inning so far. Now the pitch. Lined in the left center and gonna drop. One more run will score, and it is now the Padres a 7-3 lead. Still no Pat Murphy. Well, here he comes now, and that will be it for Joe Ross. Campusano with his second hit in the inning, and it's now 7-3 San Diego. So the pitching change being made by Pat Murphy. U.S. Cellular called to the bullpen this time. The era coming on here. And that is it for Joe Ross. U.S. Cellular, proud to support the Brewers, and reminds you that the Brewers are on. Your hands are together. For the crew, of course. High-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Back after this on the Brewers Radio Network. Boy, what happened here? It's 7-3, Padres on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with US Mode from US Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, US Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. US Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the US Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to US Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Tyler Wade is going to be the batter. He bats for the second time in the inning. He singled and scored one of the six for the Padres. Thiago Vieira all set to work and deals a little bit low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Seven runs on nine hits for San Diego. Five of the nine base hits have come here in the inning. Low and away again, two balls and no strikes. Vieira deals again right down the middle that time, and it's two balls on a strike. Padres in for three, and coming from behind in game one tonight, the pitch. Inside corner, a strike. Tyler Wade backed out of there, but that one caught the inside corner. New sign for the right-hander. Now the kick and the pitch. Swing and a foul, or is it? It is not. It just got by Contreras. But he recovers in time to pick it up and throw him out. It's a strikeout for Vieira. But the Padres get six. And at the end of four and one-half innings of play, it is now San Diego 7, Milwaukee 3. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukie.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukie says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
A podcast.
William Contreras will lead things off for the crew here in the bottom half of inning number five. 6-run top half for the Padres. And the opening pitch missed off the inside corner about belt high. Contreras has walked and struck out thus far. Musgrove deals again, down low and inside this time, and it's 2-0. Down by four. 3 runs on 7 hits for the crew, and Contreras waiting. And the pitch to him. That one's letter high. It's 3-0. Anyway at all. Six run, fifth inning. And the pitch. It's too high and he walked him. Free ride from Musgrove. Anyway at all. Why not? Base on balls. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Sal Frelick is the batter. He has struck out and singled. Had a base hit back in the third, but was stranded. Curveball drops low and inside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Take them any way you can get them. Willie Adames is due next. Down by four. And the pitch. That's too high. And he missed again. Campusano asking for a new baseball and now is going to take a walk out there to talk things over with Musgrove along with the rest of the Padre infield. Trip to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook. State-of-the-art betting venue, Potawatomi, Milwaukee. Grand opening coming in May. Potawatomi Sportsbook. A new era of sports betting. All right. The meeting has ended. Frelick is back in there. There is one on and nobody out. And the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. Two and one on Sal Frelick. Contreras leads at first, and the pitch. Bouncer, or is it? On the line, he caught it. Yep. Cronenworth off the bag a couple of steps and speared that little line drive. Didn't hit it all that hard, but he caught it. And there is one down for Willie Adames. Knocked in a run back in the opening inning. Joe Musgrove deals. Willie sends one to the lower seats and right. One strike on the Brewers shortstop. Adamas in there at 322. Three home runs and 10 runs batted in for the Brewers shortstop. And the pitch, Musgrove dealt one a little bit high, about letter high. And it's even at a ball and a strike. The right-hander kicks and deals, and Willie had a home run cut and fouled it back. Trying to take that one out of here in right. Right on it, fouled it back. Always good to get back to baseball season, isn't it, folks? You bet. Time to dust off the lawn furniture, clean up the grill, and stock up on great-tasting sausage from Usinger's. We do. Check swinging a ball down low on a bender. Ball two and strike two on Willie Adamas. Not tailgating without Usinger's. Whatever you do, make sure it's Usinger's. 2-2 and coming back. Here it is. Low and away, and he's taking him full. Breaking ball that time from Joe Musgrove. Came in tonight with a win and two losses and an ERA approaching seven. Now the 3-2, runner goes, and the pitch is down low, and he walked him. Second walk in the inning. The Brewers have two on, and Reese Hoskins is the batter. He walked Contreras. Frelick lined out. And now Adamas. And Hoskins is in there. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Another free ride. And the pitch. Check swing, a strike anyway. Fastball that time at 91 from Musgrove. Anyway at all. Now the stretch, the pitch. Strike two. He dropped a curveball in there nicely. Two strikes on the right-handed batting Brewers first baseman. And the pitch hit in the air. He had a rip and fouled it out of play.
Tell you, the Brewers have had nothing but traffic all night long, and really for the better part of the last 10 days. And they've got it again here in the fifth.
And the pitch hit foul again. I'll tell you, they've had good rips against Musgrove. He's hung in there. And so have the Padres with that big six-run top half of this inning. But it's still nothing in two on Hoskins. And the stretch. The pitch. Hit on the ground. Could be two to second for one. The return throw is going to be in plenty of time to double up Hoskins. And the inning is over. Sixth is coming up at 7-3. Padres on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. A Brewers group outing is the best way to celebrate any special occasion. Take the stress out of planning, as Brewers account reps will set you up with seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and more. Learn more at brewers.com/groups. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. Menards is your destination for all concrete products. Whether you're setting a post or pouring a concrete slab, we carry a wide selection of bagged mixes for your outdoor projects. Explore our entire selection of concrete, cement, and mortar mixes in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Where? Fleet Farm. You know where. Xander Bogaerts is going to be the batter. One out of three as he leads off here in the sixth inning. Took a strike from Vieira. Base hit. Run scored. Back in the fifth. And the one strike delivery is hit in the air into right center and playable for Jackson Chorio. One up and one down. Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be the batter. 0 for 3 tonight. A couple of ground outs and a fly ball.
We're talking about it in the bottom of the fifth. There's a lot of baseball game left here. And the way the Brewers offense has been playing, they're capable of a four-run inning.
You know, that ain't low and away. It's one ball and no strikes. That ain't nothing now. And the way the game is being played today, Lane, it's changed. And the pitch up and in that time, and it's 2-0. The game has changed to the point where, I mean, everybody, as we know, is up there trying to hammer every pitch and hit it as far as you possibly can. Strike, and it's 2-1. And you know, big leads in baseball today, it doesn't make any difference. And we've seen it happen so many times. And the pitch, look out, that one right over his head. That one almost hit him in the helmet. And Tatis Jr. got out of the way. He's all right. Everybody's okay. Vieira wants a new baseball put in play by Lance Barksdale. Yeah, the game has changed so much, hasn't it?
I just hurt my back watching him try to get out of the way of that pitch.
It's no kidding. It was up and in right over his head. And the pitch. Look out. That time he came out from underneath his helmet, and Vieira up and in again with another high fastball, and it just got away. And Vieira is, he's more upset at himself than Tatis Jr. But he walked him. Yeah, the game has changed to the point where no matter what you are down by or trailing, if you will, broken bat ground ball hit near second, and Terang will tag. He'll tag Tatis Jr. And as he went to make a throw on Cronenworth, he dropped it. Should have been a double play. But it'll be a fielder's choice ground ball. And here's Machado. With two men out. And Vieira deals down low and inside. It's ball one. But the game has changed, and the style of hitting has changed. Yeah. Although, you know, we talked about it during the spring games. And the pitch is a little bit low. Did he go around? Did not. You don't mind you know, four or five runs, that ain't no big deal anymore.
Right.
It happens where you can go up there and in tight a ball, and it's 3-0 on Manny Machado.
I do think, and it's 14 games into the season for the Brewers, but we've seen the best of both worlds with the crew. They are hitting home runs.
There's a strike, 3-1, go ahead.
But we're also seeing some station-to-station baseball, too. We've seen Bryce Terang put down bunts. Blake Perkins put down bunts, hitting behind runners. We saw a hit and run yesterday.
Strike two on Machado.
And very active on the base paths, very aggressive on the base paths.
That's what I was going to talk about, how, you know, all of a sudden, every once in a while, we see a hit and run. We see guys running, stealing, moving a runner from second to third, swung and a miss, struck him out. So Vieira comes back to end any further threat. But yeah, we've seen it the other way too, where we're seeing a little old style baseball, if you will. Anyway, the Padres leave a runner, and after 5 1/2 innings of play, it is still 7-3 San Diego on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
TMJ.
Bottom half of the inning number six. Bryce Terang is the batter, takes one down, low and away, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Dick Witkowski, South Milwaukee. Woodman's Food Markets home run inning, $150 in our jackpot tonight. This one is lined to left center, but it's going to be caught with a diving grab by Jurickson Profar. Took a base hit away from Bryce Terang. Gary Sanchez doing the DHing tonight. $150 in our jackpot for a Brewers home run. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings. That's Woodman's. One ball and no strikes. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and more details. Musgrove deals a strike and it's even. 1-1 on Gary Sanchez. Eniel De Los Santos is up in the San Diego bullpen, and that pitch from Musgrove is up and in on Gary Sanchez. New sign for the right-hander. Trying to win his second of the year. Deals a strike knee high right down Main Street. And it's two balls and two strikes now. And Gary Sanchez will use his allotted time here and now is back in there. Musgrove deals. He chased one low and away. That wasn't close. Strike out to Sanchez. And Blake Perkins is going to be the batter. A reminder, Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop. Hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. You know where? Fleet Farm. That's where. Perkins, a base hit and a ground out tonight. Check swing, strike anyway on a curveball and a dandy at the knees. Next offering, Musgrove off the inside with that one. One ball and one strike now. Do it again for you tomorrow. Padres in for three and then it's bye-bye. Bouncer hit back to the mound. Musgrove has that and throws in plenty of time. Perkins is retired and so are the Brewers. Three up and three down. The seventh inning is coming up. Stick around. It's 7-3 Padres on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
It's time for Baseball and Brats, the show that combines America's favorite pastime with America's favorite sausage. Here's Bob and Tony.
Hey, Uke, this guy wants to know if you've ever seen an elf.
Seen them? Heck, I played with them. They're kind of tough to pitch to, too. Small strike zone, don't run too well either, but they're great in the clubhouse. I roomed with one named Hans in the minors.
What happened?
He went to work for Usinger's. Said it was his one true love.
Making sausage?
No, some cute little elf named Gretel worked there, I guess.
You.
Come on.
Usinger's and baseball. It's just not summer without them.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
Seventh inning is on, and so is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Uke. Jerickson Profar leads off against Thiago Vieira, and the first pitch misses up and away. It's 1-0. A 7-3 Padres lead, a 6-run top of the fifth for San Diego. As Profar takes low with a slider, two balls and no strikes. Vieira came on and got the final out of the sixth and worked fifth and then worked a scoreless sixth. As Profar takes a strike and it's 2-1. So some work to do for the crew. Need a zero here from Vieira. That's the first thing in order. 2-1 is high. It's 3-1. Thiago's had a little bit of command issue in this outing so far tonight. Hasn't been stung by it yet. 3-1 pitch. And there's a strike at the knees with a two-seam fastball. Count is full at 3-2. Profar is 0-3. And Vieira's 3-2 pitch is hit foul at the plate. Two seam fastball pretty much right down the middle and Profar fouled it straight down into the dirt behind home plate. Game one of this 3-game series, Brewers and Padres. Vieira's 3-2 pitch. line down the right field line. It is hooking foul and into the seats. Down that right field line, stays at 3-2 on Profar, and the battle continues. Five, six, and seven in the order scheduled to hit here for San Diego. Jackson Churio had a little bit of a problem getting that ball up over the net and into the crowd. Had to try it a couple of times. So now we're ready to resume the at bat. 3-2 pitch. Popped him up. Foul territory, left side. Contreras near the Padres dugout makes the catch. That's the first out here in the seventh inning. We drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. Here is Ha-Sung Kim. Vieira's first pitch to him is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Blue Jays winners over the Yankees in Toronto tonight. Oh, one. It's down and away. It's one ball and one strike. Giants win in Miami 4-3. Phillies take down Colorado and Philadelphia in 10 innings 2-1. 1-1 to Kim. Down and away. It's two balls and one strike. Angels a 7-3 win in St. Petersburg over Tampa Bay tonight. Vieira's 2-1. That came inside on Kim. He spun out of the way, and it's three balls and one strike. Rangers shut out the Tigers in Detroit. 1-0. Guardians earlier today, the only day game today, a 6-0 win at Fenway over the Red Sox on Patriots Day. 3-1 pitch. There's a strike, and it's 3-2. Vieira has been effectively wild so far in this outing. And time called by Ha-Sung Kim. He's had a lot of three ball counts, but he's also recorded a lot of outs. 3-2 pitch. Line foul and out of play down the left field line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Patriots Day in Boston, but in every city and in every major league ballpark today, Jackie Robinson Day. 3-2 is fouled back our way and out of play, stays at 3-2. Always on April 15th, Robinson's courage and determination in the face of adversity is much an example now as ever before. And you can join baseball in commemorating Jackie Robinson Day and visit MLBTogether.com/42 to learn more. Vieira is 3-2 to Kim. Missed inside. And Kim will work the walk. Tried to drop a slider in there, and it came in on Kim, and he had to spin out of the way of it. Another walk issued by Vieira. His second walk that he's issued in relief. Eniel De Los Santos continues to get loose in the Padres bullpen, and it looks like the Brewers will scramble a body to start getting loose in their pen. One would assume that may be Jared Koenig. Swing and a miss from Jackson Merrill, who's the batter now, and it's 0-1. Merrill's had a good day. He's 2-for-3. He's driven in a couple of runs. Both of the 20-year-olds in this matchup have played very well. 0-1 pitch. It's down and in. It's 1-1. There was so much attention over the weekend on Jackson Holliday and Jackson Churio, but the third Jackson of the Jackson three is Jackson Merrill. He's the oldest as well, but all still in their age 20 seasons. There goes the runner. 1-1 is fouled out of play. Third base side. It's 1-2 on Merrill. And Holliday and Churio really didn't do a lot in that Orioles series, but that's not the case tonight with Churio and Merrill. Both with two hits, both have driven in two runs, and Churio has a home run. And that is Jared Koenig getting loose
in the Brewers pen. The left-hander just called up yesterday. Runner at first, one out, one ball and two strikes here on Merrill. Vieira has thrown 38 pitches in relief. One, two. Missed outside. Two balls and two strikes on Merrill. Merrill came in six for his last 12. He had a tremendous series in Los Angeles. And he has stayed hot in Milwaukee so far. 2-2 pitch. Missed up and away with a slider. It's three balls and two strikes. Feels like every batter that Vieira has faced has looked up at the scoreboard eventually and seen a three ball two strike count. He's thrown a lot of pitches in relief. Tosses over to first and back in time is Kim. A 7-3 San Diego lead, top of the seventh inning. There goes the runner. The pitch is fouled over near the Padres dugout. We'll do it again at three balls and two strikes. Brewers coming off a 4-2 road trip. Took 2-3 from the Reds, 2-3 from the Orioles. Two really good teams. Reds have played great baseball since that series. They were in Chicago against the White Sox over the weekend and swept Chicago. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch. He is driven out to center. Back on it is Perkins. Retreating onto the edge of the warning track to make the catch. And there are two away. Merrill gave it a ride, but to the deepest part of the park, and it held it with room to spare. And there's two down now for Luis Campusano. Campusano has been a big catching prospect over the last couple of years in the San Diego organization. They've got another one coming in Ethan Salas, who's still a teenager. First pitch to Campusano is fouled off the knob of the bat and then got a piece of Contreras's gear. It's 0-1. Mets are leading the Pirates 6-3. That game's in the bottom of the eighth inning. 0-1 is up and in, one ball and one strike. Cardinals with a 1-0 lead out in Oakland. That game is just getting underway in the top of the first. Vieira looks in. And the 1-1. Fly ball, shallow center. Perkins racing in, going out is Terang, and it'll be Terang to call everybody off and make the catch. And Vieira works around a one-out walk and puts up a zero in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of seven. It's a 7-3 Padres lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Seven to three San Diego as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, well, it's time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. New pitcher on for San Diego, it's Eniel De Los Santos. And it's Joey Ortiz to lead off the bottom of the seventh for the crew. De Los Santos brings home the first pitch. It's a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Started him up with a slider down and away. De Los Santos debuted all the way back in 2018. 0-1 is fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-2. 28 years of age out of the Dominican Republic. The pitch popped him up. This one into shallow center. It's Bogarts, the second baseman, drifting back onto the grass to make the catch. And Ortiz is the first out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. De Los Santos was with the Guardians last year, made 70 appearances, and pitched to a 3.29 ERA. He's making his 10th appearance of this year. He's been very good early for San Diego. And back to the top of the order now in Jackson Churio. Pitch is a strike. And it's 0-1. 95 miles an hour with that fastball. Exclusively from the stretch, the 0-1. Swing and a miss at the slider down and away. And he's got Churio behind quickly, 0-2. 2-for-3 today for Jackson, including a two-run home run. 0-2 pitch missed low, the slider, and it's a ball and two strikes. 18,396 your attendance today. In game one of this three-game series, a very short homestand, then back on the road to St. Louis and Pittsburgh. 1-2. And Churio saw it down. And the count levels it to a piece. Be a big road trip through St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Pirates playing well, losing tonight though in New York against the Mets. De Los Santos, 2-2, hit foul and out of play, first base side. Fastball at 95 up and away, and Churio was able to spoil it and foul it off. Pretty good pitch from De Los Santos. 2-2. Ground ball back up the middle. Bogarts behind the bag will field it. Slings it to first in time to retire Churio for the second out here in the seventh. Bogarts has been involved in both outs here in the bottom of the seventh, and there's two down for William Contreras. 10-game hitting streak entering tonight for William. He has walked twice, but he's officially 0-for-1. The pitch in there with a strike, it's 0-1. Brewers had 7 hits after Frelick got a leadoff single to start up the bottom of the third inning. They had 7 hits at that point. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Devastating slider down and away, and it's 0-2 on Contreras. They don't have a hit since. They have 3 base runners since then because they drew 3 walks against Musgrove after that. But credit to Musgrove. He really settled into this game after the Brewers got after him early. Mark of a veteran. O2 pitch.
Tapper up the third baseline. Going to be a tough play for De Los Santos. Fields throws the first, and then he threw it away.
Contreras will stay at first. He'll have an infield single. That'll extend the hitting streak to 11 games. And he gets aboard here with two outs. De Los Santos threw that ball so poorly and so hard that it hit the sidewall and bounced all the way back to first base. And so no chance for Contreras to try to take the extra bag. So he's at first now for Sal Frelick with two outs. The pitch, and Sal took a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Frelick had a very good road trip. He's 1-for-3 today. A one. Hit of the air down the left field line, twisting out of play, foul, and it's 0-2 on Frelick. Sal, just a professional hitter, uses all fields, can take his legs out of his swing if he needs to, push it through the left side of the infield. He can get on a ball and pull it down the right field line on a line drive. 0-2. Low with a slider, it's 1-2. And he was hitting in the leadoff spot for a good chunk of in New York and the beginning of that homestand. And then Quentin Berry suggested that the Brewers move him down, take a little pressure off of him, let him settle into the season. Boy, has he ever. 1-2. That's a called third strike. Beautiful slider from De Los Santos. And the inning is over. Brewers got a two-out single from Contreras, but that's it. We head to the eighth. Padres with a 7-3 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big-time money on honey and tea.
12-ounce Bargain Bee Honey, just $2 for $5. Or 20-count Bigelow Tea, $2 for $5.
I can run the hot prices on honey and tea.
Bargain Bee, $2 for $5. Bigelow, also $2 for $5.
Enjoy honey and tea season and save lots of money.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, tonight's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at LiunaWisconsin.org. That's Liuna, L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power. 7-3. Padres lead the Brewers as we head to the top of the eighth inning, and Jared Koenig takes over on the mound, the left-hander, and he becomes the 1,000th player to appear in a Brewers uniform since the franchise moved to Milwaukee. The first pitch that he offers is down and in to Tyler Wade. It's not Tyler Wade. This is Eggy Rosario. Second pitch to Rosario is fouled up the third baseline, and it's 1-1. It says Tyler Wade on the scoreboard. I went with that. It is not Tyler Wade. It's Eggy Rosario. So one ball and one strike on Rosario. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 95, blew it past him. And now Rosario is going to call for time and back out of the box. Climbs back in. Steven Kolick is getting loose in the Padres bullpen. Here's the 1-2 from Koenig. Line down the right field line. If it's fair, it's trouble, and it is a fair ball.